Text numéro 17. Can the world afford the Tata Nano? It's either the start of a people's revolution or the trigger for social and environmental headaches across the globe. The Tata Nano, the world's cheapest car, was unveiled with great fanfare in the Indian capital yesterday. Designed to put a stop to a family of four travelling on a single scooter, the new model from Tata Motors, and more importantly its price tag of £1,277, should make motoring affordable for a new class of consumers in the developing world. Tata spent 5 years making its budget model People's Car, priced at just ₹100,000, and marketed at India's developing middle class. The company's chairman recalled the scene that had inspired him to build the car. There was the father driving the scooter, his young kid standing in front of him, his wife seated behind him holding a little baby, he said at the launch. It led me to wonder whether one could conceive of a safe, affordable, all-weather form of transport for a family. Many environmentalists believe the new vehicle will simply clog up already busy and broken roads and add pressure to an infrastructure that is badly buckling. They stress the need to develop efficient, modern and affordable public transport, especially in cities such as Delhi, which now has a new metro system, but where the bus service is overloaded and often deadly. The Tata Nano makes motoring cheaper, and growing car sales in India will lead to big rises in carbon dioxide emissions. But per-person emissions will still be much higher in the West. Our priority must be to increase efforts to cut our own emissions and to show the rest of the world how to develop a low-carbon economy. It seems this vehicle is targeted at the country's new middle class, which has new buying power as a result of the country's economic growth of 9% per year. The overwhelming majority of India's population of 1.1 billion, more than 800 million of whom survive on less than 50 pence a day, will not be able to afford the car. Given the scale of the country's population and a middle class sometimes estimated at more than 200 million, the possibility for sales of such vehicles is huge. Although the current fleet numbers only about 10 million, last year saw 1 million new vehicles registered. It is also likely the car will be available elsewhere in South Asia. But green activists predict trouble ahead for countries that already have inadequate infrastructures and soaring CO2 emissions. They said the Tata car was making driving too affordable and was ignoring the congestion and pollution pressures that such a trend would create. Taxes on cars should be increased in order to reflect the true cost of driving. Adapted from The Independent, January 2008.